This is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Hello, and welcome to the latest edition of Wines of the Cape. I'm Susan, and I'll be going to the various wine farms in the Cape, giving you feedback on what they're all about. Follow us on social media and we'll soon be your go-to for which farms are most suitable to your wants for a great day out. We're on Instagram as Wines of the Cape and on Facebook as Wines of the Cape as well. Today, we complete our journey around the wineries of Tulbagh as we talk to Pierre Val, the winemaker at Rakes Wine Estate. I think this is probably the best known winery in Tulbagh and it certainly lives up to its reputation. The estate has recently had a major revamp and it's looking really stunning. The garden is now totally water-wise and full of the most interesting and colourful plants. They have an eco-pool with a lapa and mountain views, which is an ideal spot to just unwind and let your stress melt away. The hotel rooms have been upgraded and are looking really neat and clean. It's definitely a great choice when looking for somewhere to stay over. The restaurant serves breakfast, lunch and dinner, and also has a large veranda overlooking the garden and the distant mountain ranges. The wine tasting can be done on the veranda as well. Pierre is going to explain to us about how Rakes changed their whole wine focus over the years since he started.
Yeah, when I started, I also came from Franschhoek, and everybody thought Tulbagh would be the next Franschhoek, but I'm glad it's not completely because, you know, Franschhoek is a stampede of people. I think it's just too much. I think here you still get one-on-one, you know, to talk to the winemaker, or it's not huge groups. It's always nice to have groups and people, but you know, you must still be able to talk to have a one-on-one with somebody.
And what?
18 years, sorry, man. Yeah, we started out with 14 different wines, cultivars, 10 different cultivars, but 14 wines. We made some blends as well, so, and that was just too much for a small little cellar. Like, we do about 150,000 bottles a year. Well, that back then, and now we do about 120. But we've taken out all the Bordeaux varieties and we just focus on Pinotage and Chenin. So we are very focused.
That was going to be my question, is where your focus is.
Yeah, you know, it's very South African driven. And also we started taking out all the trees, most of the trees, and just planting indigenous stuff. And that's also why we opted for succulents and all around the dam. You can see there was some trees planted around, there's some bigger trees, willows and so forth, but it's all indigenous trees around the dam and everywhere else on the farm. But yeah, it's...
So 2011, because I saw on your website, so 2011 is when you had your big shift. You moved, took away some of the wines and...
Yeah, 2011, we stopped doing like Chardonnay and stopped selling Cabernet and just did three different styles of Pinotage, Chenin. Okay. And then also Shiraz, but now we're also doing much less Shiraz as well, and obviously culling that as well. These two blocks were the last two blocks of Shiraz.
So with their focus now being on Chenin Blanc, Pinotage and Shiraz, you know where to head to if those are your favourites. They have three ranges, Touch of Oak, Private Cellar and Reserve, with a very limited edition fourth range called 888. Pierre explains us how the various ranges are made and what their unique differences are. So for those of you who like the details, stick around. For the rest of you, head on over to Rakes, get tasting and enjoy those views. Remember, follow us on Instagram as Wines of the Cape or Facebook at Wines of the Cape as well. We've posted loads of photos of this beautiful estate. So let's hand over to Pierre for the details of their winemaking processes.
You were saying about focusing on the Chenin Blanc and the Pinotage, but I see you've got three different ranges, your Touch of Oak, your Private Cellar and your Reserve. What is the difference between the three?
Yeah, so we've got actually a fourth one as well, but it's a very
The small, Golden Limited release.
Yeah, the 888, actually.
Yes, okay.
And that's a different story. But let's begin with the Touch of Oak. So the Touch of Oak is a good quality wine by the glass. It's really something that we want to show the varietal characters. It's for the Chenin Blanc, we only ferment a portion of the wine in tank, and in barrel, and the rest in tank. So 70% in tank, at least, nothing less than 70. And then a small portion of barrel, just to give a bit more complexity and depth in the wine. And that we use Trellis vineyards. It's okay, you can't, that's that block there at the top,
at the top left there, there, okay.
And this block here, in this, in the hut here. So we use that. It's very, it's more a everyday drinking wine, you know, but it's definitely not a entry level. It's introductory to our Rags Shannon
okay.
brand, the Touch range, but it's still better than your normal, your normal introduction or entry level.
Yeah, your Shannon.
So
your plonk.
Yeah,
to be rude.
Definitely. I mean, for example, it was like a lot of medals before, like the Old Mutual Trophy Wine Show trophy, and 5-star plat or 4.5-star plateau. So it's really good stuff. And then the private cellar is our gastronomical wine. You know, obviously a lot more complexity in the wine, more layers, and we do that 100% in barrel.
Okay.
And it's some trellis and bush wine, so you get obviously a lot of different flavor spectrums. And it's kept in a barrel for 11 months, and then bottled a year later, and then a year in a bottle before it's released. So it's definitely given.
You already got a bit of age.
Yeah, you know, just more consumer.
For those who don't know the difference, beautiful bird. You talk about vines, bush vines, and trellis vines. What is the difference between the two?
So bush vine is normally a vine that doesn't have any wire. You know, it's okay. not trellis. It's not on a wire. So it just grows off the ground. That you get in the Swartland, a lot of that. And but yeah, we believe in just uplifting the bush a little bit. So we take the, you know, bush vine is grown and pruned like a rose bush, basically. Okay. So it's like a star formation. And you get your tuppies, your spurs, and you get like 10 shoots coming in total, so about 20 bunches per bush vine. But we uplifted about 60 centimeters off the ground, because a lot of the bush vines, you find that the bunches hang on the ground.
Okay.
And that can sometimes you get a bit of jammy or overripe flavors on those bunches if it hangs on the ground. It's quite hot on the ground. So we just uplifted a little bit. So still warmer than the trellis, but and that you get thicker skin and normally a lot more depth. Been in French and Hungarian oak. The French oak obviously give you a little bit of wood flavors and a bit of nutty characters and so forth. And where the Hungarian oak is very respective of the variety, it's a much more tighter grain. So it just uplifts the mid palate a bit without, extracting too much wood flavors. So it's very subtle oaking, basically. Shannon is not like Sauvignon Blanc that's very aromatic, so you have to preserve the characters. And we also use 400-liter barrels, so bigger barrels for Shannon.
Okay.
Then the reserve is, we want to express a terroir in the wine, so it's 100% natural fermented. So that means obviously the yeast from the vineyard, so it's not inoculated stuff.
Okay.
And that's normally have a bit of an RS because of the wild yeast. It's not as strong as a cultivated yeast. So you get like sugar between 3 and 5 grams. But that's great for complexity and mouthfeel as well, the bit of sugar.
That is really a really, really special top-end wine.
Yeah, that's only 10% of our production that basically goes into reserve. So it's a occasion wine. You know?
Okay, and then I see your pinotages obviously follow a similar sort of thing in terms of entry level, more gastronomical and...
Exactly the same. The pinotage touch, I don't like the coffee style of pinotage, so I try and bring out the varietal purity in the touch of oak. A lot of freshness, and you can actually chill it down to about 14 degrees in summer if you don't want to drink a white wine. Okay. And the same with the private cellar, then again, we also use a combination of bush wine and trellis. But we do punch downs. With the touch of oak, we do pump overs.
Okay.
This we do punch downs, so you get more concentration, more extract, more tannin. So also a great food wine. And then the reserve is occasion wine. Once again, it's only it's 20 barrels that we do a year.
And your 888 is obviously
the creme de la creme. It's,
yeah.
We'll of the 200 barrels we do first, we try and find the 888. Obviously, we sift through all 200 barrels, so we narrow down to 50, and then we taste again, narrow down to 25, and out of that, we selected two or three top barrels, and then that goes into the triple eight.
Yeah. And the triple eight's obviously been quite an award winner then.
Well, we don't enter in anything, because we know the quality is exceptional, and we sell a lot of it in duty free and so forth and online. And so it basically sells itself.
So it's, okay, so it's your others that do the awards. Well, I mean, I see you've got an MCC as well, or do you just continue that as well?
No, actually, we started that in 2012. It used to be a Blanc de Blanc, and it's still a Blanc de Blanc. 2015, we're on 2015 now, and from 2017 onwards, it will be a Pinotage Chenin, or actually 2016 still got some Chardonnay in, but just it's got like three varieties, Chardonnay, Pinotage, and Chenin Blanc. 2017, it's just Pinotage and Chenin Blanc, because that's what we do, and just to be different than all the other
everybody
people.
Else. Yeah. Well, Rakes has always been considered the flagship of Tilbach, so we can certainly see why.
I hope you've enjoyed all that detail and found it really interesting. I know we did. Until next week, goodbye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.